Welcome to episode 228 of Te Deurigawa Bookmakers, the rambling on about fiction in minute two. But first, there's a new video up, TDGB29 at Te Deurigawa Bookmakers on YouTube. Check it out. In bookbinding this week, I have taken some scrap paper, some paper that is printed out. It's A6 size paper. I printed it out. Something was wrong. I wanted to change something, so I didn't use it. So I have a lot of leftover paper. I was thinking, as I was cleaning up my studio the other day, I was thinking of throwing it away. Then, instead, I made two books. Just to practice making the books the way I want them, first I divided it up. I think it's 8 signatures and 9 signatures, about 4 or 5 sheets of paper each. That's hard to tell because I didn't really look that closely. But I sewed them up and I put on the end papers and the spine stuff and bookmarks. And then I made two covers. I actually measured carefully in an attempt to make a pretty good book. And then I got sick, spent a lot of time recovering, and then got back to my studio just recently and cased in the two books. If you go to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see pictures. But keep in mind that the cover is used paper, and the inside is used paper. And if I were to use book cloth for the covers, I think it would come out much, much better. But the main point is I made two books rather quickly, cased them in rather quickly, and practiced how to do the covers much better. So I think in the future I'll have better covers for the real books I make. That's what I managed to accomplish in the last 2 weeks, getting sick and casing in two books. On the fiction side of things, again, if you go to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see a progression of how I try to deepen and improve what I have written. Now, technically, I suppose you could say I have 5 drafts, but in real life, I have something I wrote, and then I think about, and then I write differently. And that's how I deepened and got better at writing Fear Itself, which I hope to finish again in this century. I didn't finish it last month like I hoped, and I have not finished it yet. It is, however, getting very, very close to the end. I hope to finish it at the end of this century, before the end of this century. That's definitely, definitely true. In any case, thanks a lot for dropping by. I appreciate your attendance, and I hope to see you again soon.